Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But now, we're never alone.
No, we always have company. And this time, it is the senior senator from the state of Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator Joe D'Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway, how are you, sir?
Good morning to you. I'm well. Hope you are, too.
We're doing all right. We're doing all right.
Hey, Senator, here's a question. How many confirmation hearings have you been through?
Neil Gorsuch, and now this one with Judge Kavanaugh. So
okay.
This is my second.
You weren't in for Kagan, and no. Okay, I get it.
Yesterday, Senator McConnell gave a long speech in which it seemed like he was indicating that he's going to push for a vote on the full Senate, and he said this week, and unless I understand wrong, that would be before the FBI investigation is done. Does he have the authority to do that?
But that's a very, very good point. He has the authority to call a vote anytime he would like, but at least one of his Republican members, that's Jeff Flake of Arizona, says he wants to see what the FBI uncovers and their report before he votes. And, of course, Senator McConnell has only a very razor-thin
right.
majority, so he's going to have to respect those Republican members who want to see that report before they vote, and he's taking a chance if he decides to ram it through before then. And I think, having talked to those colleagues, that they're not going to react well to his sort of prejudging the results of the FBI investigation, which now, fortunately, has been expanded to include right. issues of credibility relating to the sexual assault victims and survivors, the brave and credible stories that have been told, particularly by Dr. Blasey Ford.
Here's one of the points that's brought by the people who are kind of just saying, hey, let's get on with this thing. Look, he's been checked, five times, six times, background checks, FBI. Why do you need to have another one? I guess would be the question that's being asked by some.
Great question. Those FBI checks in the past have never delved into these issues. You can be critical of the FBI. I am not. I think the FBI has done a very good job. They had no leads indicating these sexual assault
sure.
allegations. And so there may have been four, six, however many FBI background checks, but they have never, very likely, interviewed Mark Judge, who allegedly was in the room when Brett Kavanaugh allegedly assaulted Dr. Blasey Ford. Mark Judge is a critical witness. I made a motion to subpoena him mm-hmm. before the Judiciary Committee, which unfortunately was voted down. Mm-hmm. But the reason is very simply that many of these credible allegations from sexual assault survivors have never been investigated before.
Were you surprised, Senator, that the tone in the afternoon on
right.
Thursday went as poorly as it did?
I was shocked by Judge Kavanaugh's demeanor as he appeared before the committee. I don't know how many of your listeners or you watched it. Being in the room, I was fearful that he was going to break down, but more fearful about what he would do on the bench, because he came before us revengeful, arrogant, antagonistic, literally threatening. He used the sentence something like, what comes around goes around, implying that when he was on the bench as a judge, if he were on the Supreme Court, or even if he continued on the Court of Appeals, he would, in effect, exact payback. And that lack of objectivity and impartiality is really something that is intolerable in a member of any court.
But isn't the law the law?
The law is the law, but judges often can apply their personal views And if they are going to exact revenge, it is a dangerous thing on the bench.
I just saw something in the Huffington Post where one of your Democratic colleagues says, I worry that the FBI report will come back without a definite conclusion, and that may give cover to some people who want to vote yes. Does the FBI report come to a conclusion? I thought it was just another gathering of information. Yeah.
Real good point. And as U.S. Attorney for Connecticut during the late 1970s for 4.5 years, I know, and since then, as well, working with the FBI, that they do not reach definite conclusions. They come back with a report based on their interviews. They go to talk to people, to FBI agents generally at a time. They do what's called a 302, which is the name of what the report is they do on each interview. Mm-hmm. And they come back with a written account, but they also reach kind of semi-conclusions. They reach presumptive findings of fact about what has happened when there is clarity. And in either event, they try to be fair, present both sides, and then try to point prosecutors in the direction they should go. I've been somewhat vague and euphemistic in describing what they do because it varies from one case to another. But they provide direction to prosecutors, and often they will sit down. When I was U.S. attorney, they would sit down with me, and they'd be pretty frank about where they thought the culpability was.
Senator, okay, but it would seem to me they gather the facts, they present the facts as they are, and then it's really up to, you know, for example, you, or Senator Feinstein, or, you know, Senator Grassley, to interpret as to what is said. So what do they do there? In other words, is it just a question of perception?
In fairness to the FBI, they can't reach a conclusion about how we should vote. That's our job and our Republican colleagues. And there may be no definite conclusion here as to what happened in that room. But where the issue is most starkly portrayed is on the temperament of this man and also on all of the small, seemingly small, but mounting issues where his veracity is in question, where he made statements that are contrary to fact, where the FBI can show that those statements on factual issues simply are not substantiated. We will have to reach conclusions just as a prosecutor does. But our standard cannot be guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. We're not facing a criminal trial.
Preponderance of evidence.
To this
We've only got 30 seconds, Senator. When do you think the earliest is a vote would be taken?
The earliest probably is this Thursday.
Okay.
Wow.
And when is when do you expect the report itself, Senator?
The FBI is going to have to make that determination.
Okay.
If they have sufficient resources, if they have the numbers of agents they need, they could do it by the end of the week.
Okay.
All right.
Senator, it's
thank
always
you, Senator,
great.
We always
thank you much.
It.
Get some rest for that throat. You sound a little. you've been doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that. Hey, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
All right. There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.